Good day, dear friends. As I sit here in the library where I work and look out the window, my heart turns toward continuing to ponder over the Easter celebration. And my heart turns to Romans in chapter 8, verse 34. It says, Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. And I thought about that for just a few minutes. Interceding for us. You know, if someone is interceding for you, that means that they are speaking out toward your favor. They are talking to someone in your defense or in your favor. And oh my goodness, to think that the one who conquered death and is raised to life and is seated in the heavenlies with God is interceding for us, for me, for you. That's pretty powerful. And so I want to remind you that in times of sorrow, in times of distress, in times of disappointment, try to recall that He is interceding for us. Thank you, gracious God. Thank you for not only life, Father, but for your Son's life and for the resurrection and for the fact that Jesus continues. He intercedes for us. He is seated with you. He reigns victorious, Lord, and He intercedes for us. That is so powerful, Father, and that speaks of the power of your love. Thank you, God, for this Easter season. Thank you for your Son. It's in His name we pray. Amen.